From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. U.S. Congressman Francis Rooney of Naples held a town hall with some dramatic moments in Bonita Springs last night. WGCU's Quincy Walters was there.
As the sun sets behind the First Presbyterian Church of Bonita Springs, hundreds of people file past a security checkpoint to fill up most of the pews in the sanctuary. Congressman Francis Rooney addresses questions that range from President Donald Trump's Russia ties.
In light of the recent developments, would you now be willing to sign a letter to reveal them and show he has nothing to hide?
No. Back-channel diplomacy is a very common and routine element.
To health care.
People could face premiums well over $100,000 a year. How do you justify voting in favor of this?
Tell me specifically, why you support and your party supports such a basic, unjust health care system. Give me details.
You take the high-risk people, you separate them off to the side, and you have money to pay for them.
About an hour into the town hall, the congressman ends that discussion.
I think we've talked about the health bill enough.
There are a few heated moments in the church. One constituent brings up tax cuts for the rich.
To pull this budget together in order to put up a massive amount of like a 50% deduction in taxes for the very wealthy and the very rich, what in the world is that? And my only question has to do with WTF, if you can understand where I'm coming from.
I don't know what that is. I'd answer the question if I knew what it was.
There is no clarification. Another heated moment occurs out of Rooney's earshot. Annie Filkowski sits in the second row wearing a pink Planned Parenthood shirt. She says someone sitting in front of her turns around and calls her something akin to a person of dubious nature.
I was told to keep my legs shut. My legs were literally crossed when I was told that, though. I was told I was going to burn in hell.
After the event, Congressman Rooney talks to constituents.
Thank you, Congressman.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You were fabulous.
I think it went well. We had an open and free exchange, an exercise of the First Amendment, our special right as Americans.
What are you looking forward to for your next town hall?
Well, I hope we have some new issues to talk about, and we can get focused on the things that Americans really need to know about, like how are we going to get our economy moving again? How are we going to get our enemies to fear us? How are we going to get our friends to respect us?
Despite the vitriolic timbre, there still seemed to be an air of cordiality. As people, despite ideological differences, thanked the congressman for coming to listen. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Bonita Springs.